Chapter 9. Okay, enough was enough. I'd been ignoring Alvin's calls and his text. He even tweeted a picture of a doghouse and a message that said, "Can I come out?" It was funny, but I still wouldn't take his call. The whole not remembering my name thing was so not cool. But I'd made him suffer long enough, so I picked up the phone and punched in his number. "Hello?" he answered on the second ring. "Hey," I said. "Maya." He sounded relieved to hear from me. "How are you?" I definitely wanted to play it like nothing was wrong. He was treading lightly. I guess he was trying to see if I was still angry.
"I'm cool. So glad to finally hear from you," he said.
"What you doing?" I said casually. I heard rustling like he was walking. Then he said, "Nothing. I was just chilling." It sounded like I heard an echo, like he had stepped into a bathroom or something. "Where are you?" He paused, then said,
I was just out getting something to eat."
"Oh, are you alone?" The words came out before I even realized it. Alvin was quiet, and then I heard, "Hey, Poppy, is everything okay?" And once again, it felt like someone had hit me in the stomach. "I guess that answered my question," I said. "Nah, me and Marisol just came out to get something to eat, that's all," Alvin said, but I could definitely tell he had lowered his voice. "Whatever, Alvin." "Maya, if it was that serious, I wouldn't have answered your call." "Oh, so now you're doing me a favor by taking my calls?" You know I didn't mean it like that. "No, you know what? I'm just going to let you go on back to your date, and I'm going to talk to you later." I quickly...